18 minutes past six. Oral tests could soon be a thing of the past for foreign language GCSE exams. The Qualifications and Curriculum Authority are expected to announce this week that oral exams are to be dropped because they are too stressful for pupils. Our reporter Helena Wilkinson's here. Morning, Helena.
Morning.
What do the oral exams currently entail?
Well, at the moment, you have to sit in with your teacher, so you get taught the language, you have lessons throughout over the 2 years of your GCSEs, that study period, and then that oral exam lasts about 10 minutes or so. Sat in with your teacher, you have a conversation with them in that language, and that cassette is then sent off to the examiner. What the proposal is, and this has come originally from a report by Lord Deering, who was commissioned by ministers to look into the way language is assessed. What he is recommending now is that you don't have these oral exams. They are too stressful for students, for pupils, but you have continuous assessments throughout the 2 years.
Which I suppose is part of a wider brief generally in terms of GCSEs and how they're marked. But it seems, it feels instinctively like a backward step. We're not probably world-renowned for our language skills, and it seems we're slightly shying away from being more proficient.
Yes, you're right. The number of pupils who now take language as a GCSE is on the decline. It's been declining since 2002. That's when the government said to pupils from the age of 14, you can choose whether or not you take a language. So we're not very good at studying languages at all. And the critics will say, as you rightly say, it is a backwards step in a way. It will not validate the exam system. And they want pupils really to take up much more subjects, which they're not doing at the moment.
Yes, and presumably it's one of those topics, particularly in education, which will have the traditionalists crying that how can anything be too stressful?
Too stressful. And one of the critics has said this morning that you have to, in any situation you're in, you have to, if you're learning a language, be able to cope with it, whether you're in a classroom discussing it with the other pupils or your teacher, or if you're sat having to do it within 10 minutes with your teacher. Any situation, if you're learning a language, you have to be able to adapt and speak in whatever situation.
So the report's due out in midweek. Is this a confirmed step by the government, or are they still looking at Lord Deering's proposals?
Well, they've looked at this report by Lord Deering. So this has set out the recommendations. The Qualifications and Curriculum Authority, they're the body which regulates and modernises the exam system, they have looked at that report, and they're not saying yes or no to us yet, but they are expected to say ditch these oral tests and do that continuous learning, oral learning throughout the year.
Thank you, Helena. Our reporter, Helena Wilkinson.
You're a linguist, aren't you?
Of sorts.
Oh, you're very good.
No, not bad, but I used to quite like the oral test at school.
It
was the only
because
bit
you
I
were
was good,
at good
at it. Yeah.
You see, I was terrible. Languages are not my forte at all. I just did German GCSE, basically because it seemed to be easier than French, I admit.
Right.
And I was fine at understanding it. I was okay at writing it. But I did find the oral test stressful, but I suppose things in life are stressful, aren't they?
Yeah. Did you go in the language lab? Did you have one of those?
We did have a language lab, yes.
Yeah, they were strange places, weren't they? There we are. You can get in touch, of course, with your view on the apparently imminent proposal to drop oral tests from language GCSEs. Agree or disagree? Discuss. 85058, breakfast at bbc.co.uk. Answers in English?
Yes, preferably. You can do Italian, though, so...
I'll try.
We can test Matt this morning if you so desire. 6:22. Now, violent crime and what the...